here's a story from The World.
We're now in full summer vacation swing, and it's safe to say this summer will be like no other. On Nantucket Island off the coast of Massachusetts, tourists are arriving. But one group of people is still missing, foreign seasonal workers who help serve the people on holiday. Here's The World's Rachel Rock.
Jakob Gregorik is at home in Zagreb, the capital of Croatia.
There's a mountain called Medvednica. It's a national park, so it's really nice.
Gregorik, who's 24, is a college student studying transportation. Most of his friends are working the summer jobs they lined up months ago, but Gregorik is still looking. He was supposed to be working at a bike shop on Nantucket Island in Massachusetts. Then the pandemic hit. Visa processing came to a halt, and last month, the Trump administration further suspended many guest worker visas, like the one Gregorik got last year.
We had no news for months and months. We were kind of prepared for it, that something's going to happen. I mean, we're still sad because we want to go. It's a great experience.
Normally about 1,000 J-1 temporary visas are issued every year to international college students. Many work at tourist spots ranging from Disneyland to Nantucket. Last year, Gregorik hustled in Nantucket. He worked at the bike shop, but had time left over.
So I found myself a second and a third job.
He brought $8,000 back home. This summer, he says he doesn't expect to make more than $2,000 in Croatia. He says he'll miss the cash, and also the chance to practice his English and gain work experience in the U.S. 4,000 miles away on Nantucket, Gregorik's former boss at the bike shop, Joe Conway, says he misses the young Croatian. But so far, he's managing.
The way the business is slow, it works out pretty well. That it's working out so far.
Conway has 15 employees this summer, down from his usual 30 to 35, normally including many foreigners on J-1 visas. He's concerned the business will pick up and he'll be shorthanded.
We're going to see how it handles with the busyness that we've got coming. Reservations are through the roof.
For years, Nantucket's economy has relied on the J-1 student labor for the high season. Decades ago, before the visas ramped up, U.S. college students did a lot of the summer work. But at least in Nantucket, the tourist season has expanded, running into October. U.S. students must typically go back to school in August. Foreign students, though, can often stay into the fall. But there's another reason that Conway prefers J-1 employees.
Very hard workers. They do pay attention. They listen to you. It's been amazing, the work they do. And I've had a lot of students come back, and they just want to work.
So instead of people on visas, who has Conway hired? High schoolers and a few college kids. He doesn't agree that the Trump administration's decision to suspend many of the temporary work visas helps people in the U.S. who have lost their jobs. Conway said this is what he hears from people about the seasonal work he offers.
Well, no, I'm not going to work for $15 an hour when I'm sitting at home collecting $25 an hour.
Through unemployment payments. Businesses all over the island are feeling the labor supply squeeze. Christy Farantella is the head of Nantucket's Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, I think a lot of businesses are going to really struggle this year. Talking with a restaurant owner this past week, she typically employs 90 people in the summer, and this year she's going to be doing it with 26.
This scenario is now happening nationwide, says David Beer, an immigration policy analyst at the Cato Institute, a libertarian think tank.
Tens of thousands of businesses across the United States who need workers, and this order is going to disrupt that, ultimately delaying the recovery and causing more economic hardship.
How disruptive might this all be? On Nantucket Island, at least, it depends on how business goes during this highly unusual summer and fall. For The World, I'm Rachel Rock, Nantucket, Massachusetts.
From PRX.